Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Cook and Joe Show. Starkey off today. I'm Ron Cook. Let's go right out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline to bring in one of the voices of the Penguins. You see him on AT&T Sportsnet all the time. I'm talking about Steve Mears. Steve, how are you today, man?
Cookie, I'm good. I'm here for my first time at Penguins training camp. Today, it's day two overall, and practice just wrapped up. It is a bit strange being at the rink in July and getting ready for a postseason, but it's so good to be back here, and the team looks really good from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I saw your tweet about how great it feels to be back. It's been a long time. I guess you were in Columbus when they were trying to decide whether to play no fans, back on what, March 12th, the last time you saw these guys, right?
Yeah, exactly. And in some ways it feels like it was a week ago, and in some ways it feels like 3 years ago. It's just like that time warp. It's amazing when we've all been through it. It was 4 months and 2 days that we were in Columbus, and it was amazing how the just everything escalated so quickly to we weren't going to the locker room for a practice. And then, there weren't going to be fans at the game. And then immediately on the morning of that game day, the league makes the announcement and we're suddenly flying back to Pittsburgh. But in that time that we were waiting, we were all just sitting in the hotel lobby. And I was there sitting with Patrick Hornquist and Evgeny Malkin. And it was just like, we were all in the same boat. We're all just waiting and we weren't allowed to go to the arena, and we finally got the official word, and that was it. So we have all been through it these 4 months, and we're just hoping that hockey is back in some form here with a postseason in that series against Montreal in August.
I think everybody feels good about the Penguins' chances in this, Steve. What jumped out at you from practice today? I know Mike Sullivan has talked about the energy and the enthusiasm of the players. Did you see that with your own eyes today?
Absolutely, I did. And I was sitting with Phil Bork, my good friend, and of course 6 feet apart, but we were chatting and watching this, and we're having to ask ourselves, is this because we haven't seen hockey in this long? And we're just amazed at how fast the team looks and the amount of energy. And I don't think it's just the fact that we've not watched hockey live for this long. I think this team is, when you look at the other teams in the league and which ones are speed teams, I don't know if there's a team that has the collective speed as the Penguins right now. And I'm watching Jared McCann, Evan Rodriguez, Brandon Tanev, Connor Sherry, and now you throw Jake Gensel back into the mix. There was so much speed evident in every drill. And, yeah, the passing might not have been as crisp as it would be in the middle of the season. There might be a little bit of rust as far as the execution, but I couldn't believe the amount of team speed and the energy guys were flying. Of course, they're led by Crosby. He was on the ice 30 minutes before the practice even began, just by himself, ripping backhanders and taking shots, firing them into the top corner of the net. So they're led by the best player in the game, and I think the speed really stood out. I just don't know if there's a team that's as fast as the Penguins.
Well, you mentioned Crosby. He's not who he is by accident. You know, I was talking to somebody today, I can't remember who, we were talking about how the NBA bubble was burst by a guy went out and got some takeout. And we're going to probably see that more in college and in other leagues. But I'll bet Sid goes right back to his room in Toronto. He is not going to do anything to jeopardize this. I've never seen anybody quite like him.
Yeah, I would hope everybody takes that same strategy. I mean, they're going to have to. That's the way it's going to have to be when you're talking about a bubble. And I do give the league a lot of credit. The NHL, I mean, if you saw the protocol for not just the players, but the hotel staff, the amount of people in the elevators, the way that the games are going to be put on in the arena and hockey ops staff. I mean, there is a very strict guideline for just about everybody that would be involved. So it's going to have to be adhered to if this is going to be executed. Perfection is an impossibility, but once you get into that bubble, it's going to have to be airtight. So I give the league a lot of credit for the guidance there. But yeah, with Crosby, it's the same story it's been for the last 15 years. Repetition and hard work, the work ethic of a grinder, of a guy who's about to lose his job, even though we're talking about the best player, not the most skilled player in hockey, but the best all-around player, and obviously has a ton of skill as well. But the work ethic is always going to be number one, and the fact that I walk into the arena and he's there just by himself, and it's just shot after shot. You want to get exceptional at anything. It's repetition, and it's that type of hard work. And he's done it for 15 years, and that's why he's one of the greatest players of all time.
Steve Mears of AT&T Sportsnet with me here on the Cook and Joe Show. Steve, the only problem, I think the NHL has been great too. The only problem is I'm not quite sure why these guys aren't in more of a quarantine here during these 2 weeks. And my understanding is that's what the leagues and the team teams are more concerned about, getting to Toronto. Once they get there healthy, they'll feel better. But I'm not quite sure why they're allowed to go back to their families now.
Yeah, that is a question. I think the reason is just you're looking at too long of a time where the players are away from their families if they're having a quarantine, and they want to have some semblance of a normal life. To some degree, if these guys, if they're fortunate enough to go far in the playoffs, you're looking at almost a 2 month time period where you're in that bubble, and it won't be ideal. There will be some difficulties, and it might get boring at times. They'll do their best to make it as entertaining or as normal a lifestyle as possible. But I just think that each player, and I know this is being stressed by Mike Sullivan and Jim Rutherford and everything, they, even in this time here, even though it's not a quote-unquote bubble, they're stressing all of the necessary things where you're going to have to at least be smart and at the very least the same types of things that we're doing, which is wearing masks, washing your hands, a lot of the same stuff, and not doing anything that would be considered high risk, going out, being in any type of large groups. And as we saw yesterday, the team used the phrase abundance of caution in keeping 9 players out, and just on the possibility that there was secondary exposure. So when you have that level of caution that's being exercised, and I think we've seen that with the Houston Astros in baseball and using that phrase and practicing it, being extremely, extremely cautious because they know it's a very fragile situation right now. And I love the approach of the team, just the fact that they're going to be extremely careful with just about everything that they do. And I look around at the rink and you see everybody from Jim Rutherford and the security staff, everybody wearing masks, hand sanitizer everywhere. And that's what we're all trying to do here to try to get out of this.
Steve, I know the same 9 players as yesterday missed today, including Hornquist, but I don't sense any reason or sense of panic yet at this point, do you?
No, I don't. As I said before, I think perfection for all of these sports is just not possible. There are going to be some cases, and you're just hoping that it doesn't spread and doesn't become too serious. We hope to see Patrick Hornquist. Of all the players, he's the veteran guy that's missing, and I think he's an important player. There's another guy. I talked about the energy today with the skate, and probably the most energetic player wasn't there, and that's Hornquist. So I see him fitting in on a third line as we're watching kind of these line combinations now, and you put Gensel back in. I see Hornquist with Marlowe and McCann as a really formidable third line. You've got a few veterans in there and a really fast, talented young center in Jared McCann. So when you get Hornquist back in the mix, and also he's one of the leaders, too. He's one of the veteran leaders of the team. I think he's a key player. He's also a guy that you can bump up, too. Say things aren't quite going well on the Sherry Gensel-Crosby line, you could put Hornquist up there. He's done it before. So he has a huge role on the team, net front presence on the power play, and it's just a matter of time before he gets back in there. But so far, so good. Just about everybody healthy. And as I said, just the amount of energy today, it just for an hour practice and for guys, of many of whom have been skating for a long time, it just it looked to me like they were really hungry.
Steve Mears of AT&T Sportsnet with me here on the Cook and Joe Show. Everybody raving about Gensel. Steve, I guess the layoff probably hurt him more, helped him more than any player in the league, certainly in any handful of the players in the league. How does he look to you so far after your first look at him today?
Jake looked fantastic. Looked right at home with Crosby and Sherry, the old kid and the kids line reunited. Jake's got the longer hair going now. And, he looks fantastic. I think not only benefits from just the layoff and the recovery, but remember, even at the beginning of quarantine, he was allowed to skate. Those injured players, the guys who were rehabbing, were able to get on the ice. So he's been on the ice more than anybody, as far as I know, because he was going through the rehab process. So, we can't forget about the career year he was having, 20 goals, not even halfway through the season, all-star for the first time. He was on his way to another 40-goal campaign. The guy, all he's done from day one in his NHL career is score goals. And don't forget, when the stakes are at their highest, he's been at his best. His playoff numbers are just off the charts with the goal scoring from 2017, 2018. An incredible start to his career. And he looks really good. It's so nice that Mike Sullivan has that go-to duo where you have proven chemistry, Gensel and Crosby. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, or if it happens in the playoffs, things get a little bit cold, get a little stale, he can flip those guys. And you know Zucker and Crosby have worked well together. And Gensel, Rust, and Malkin were a great line when Crosby was out this season. So the options now are unbelievable for Mike Sullivan. And, you know, he's never afraid. He'll make those changes if necessary. So if things aren't going so well, they're having a hard time maybe scoring goals, maybe it's in-game. You can flip those guys, put Zucker with Crosby, and they were almost as good a duo as Gensel and Crosby. You know, if they have to switch it up, I have no problem with going Zucker and Crosby and then Gensel, Rust, and Malkin if they have to.
Steve, what is your game plan? Are you going to go to Toronto, or are you going to be calling these games virtually from AT&T Sportsnet?
We will be in the studio. We will be at the North Shore AT&T Sportsnet studio doing the game off a monitor, which has its obvious challenges, but it's just going to be great to be back. I keep my fingers crossed. I hope it happens. I don't care if it's some studio in Siberia, if it's a tiny monitor, as long as we have hockey back and the Pens are back on the ice. Then that's good news for me. I've done it before with World Junior games. It's not perfect, but it's really not that bad. And you want to be there, right? You want to see what the atmosphere is like, if there is an atmosphere. In this case, there won't be a crowd, but you also want that interaction with the players. You want that one-on-one interaction on a daily basis, and that's what we get normally when we're traveling with the team. And we're on the bus together, and we're in the hotel together. You see the guys on a regular basis. So to not have that is going to be a shame, because you lose a lot of those little nuggets of information and just the overall vibe of the team. But we know that nothing here is going to be perfect, and that's a small sacrifice if it means we have hockey back.
Steve, I'm running out of time real quickly. I mean, the team that wins this, and we all think the Penguins have a shot, I don't think there needs to be an asterisk next to this, do you? If you have to win, the Penguins would have to win 19 games to win the Cup. The top four seeds would have to win 16. You win 19 games overcoming everything along this journey, you're a deserved Stanley Cup champion in my mind. Would you agree?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if there's an asterisk, it's because it's harder, not because it's anything diminished. I think it'd be when you have to play an extra series, if it's one of these play-in teams, like the Penguins, and you have to win a what would be five rounds, basically, even though this first one's best of five. Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be an incredible accomplishment to do this, to do it under these circumstances where you're in this tight bubble, you're in a condensed schedule with everything that everyone has gone through over these last 4 months. It would be an amazing accomplishment. Whatever team is able to do it, without question, you're going to have to celebrate that as any other Stanley Cup champion, if not an even greater accomplishment. And I think if the NHL can pull it off and get this thing executed, get the Stanley Cup awarded, it'll be a great accomplishment for the league and for all the sports. If they can award their championships to be able to do it, which means it's done in a safe and healthy manner. And it's so important for multiple reasons. It's the business, the revenue side of things, the overall health of the game. In the case of hockey, you've got an extension of the CBA now, so that's already great news. And it's great for the Penguins, too, because they have some certainty on where the cap is going to be and how they can move forward financially. So if the league can do all this, and especially then get into a short off season and kickstart next year, whether it's in December or January, have a full season, I mean, that would be the best-case scenario. And I think that's what we're all rooting for as hockey fans.
Steve, I appreciate the time, man. We'll look forward to your calls of the game. Enjoy hockey. Let's hope, knock on wood, they're going to be giving somebody a Stanley Cup down the road. Appreciate your time, man.
Great talking with you, Cookie. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.